You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4. There has been another breakthrough in what we know about Alzheimer's disease. Researchers have managed to restore memories in mice that have been bred to have the early stages of the disease. Here's Dr. Susumu Tonogawa, the Professor of Biology and Neuroscience at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology and the supervisor of the study.
We found the impairment is in the ability to retrieve stored memory. And using technology called optogenetics, basically we cured this impairment in the mouse model of Alzheimer's patients. These patients can form memory. It's not that they have lost ability to make memory. If this is applicable to human patients, which we think it is, then at least these patients have a hope in the.
Well, how interesting. Dr. Simon Ridley is the Director of Research at Alzheimer's Research UK. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
It's fascinating, isn't it? It's not that they have lost the ability to make memory.
That's right, and I think this is why it's very interesting and exciting research that they're able to tease out the different types of memory deficit that one can see perhaps in Alzheimer's disease. It's worth remembering one of the caveats here is that they're studying perhaps a model of the earliest changes in Alzheimer's disease. So in later Alzheimer's disease, when perhaps the symptoms are more manifest, one has lost nerve cells to a significant extent, and this reversal, I think, is probably less likely. So what we're looking at perhaps is a fairly narrow window where this reversality may one day be realised.
Right, so try and give me a sort of case study, as it were. Somebody is diagnosed with Alzheimer's at, let us say, a relatively early age, say 60, and it is in its early stages. What happens?
Well, what we believe happens, and we still don't know all the details, is that in Alzheimer's disease, certain proteins start to build up, and one of those proteins is a protein called amyloid, and this is what they were studying in these mice as it happens. So over time, amyloid starts to build up, the connections between nerve cells start to get damaged, and those connections are absolutely crucial for normal brain function and neuronal function, and as they become damaged, this is irreversible, the nerve cells die, other things happen, the brain gets a phenomenon called neuroinflammation, so inflammatory cells get activated, and there's a sort of vicious cycle, I think, of damage, which ultimately results in a person dying. So that's over sort of maybe two decades, perhaps. So focusing on the very early stages, we're looking at perhaps the connections between nerve cells, which are starting to get damaged, but that damage may well be reversible, and that's what they're suggesting
in this paper. And how do you do that?
Well, so experimentally what they've done is this highly contrived but very clever system of optogenetics where they're using light and a gene ultimately from an algae to activate nerve cells. Now, I think that is very, very unlikely to be useful in humans, so that's an important caveat. The lead researcher sounded optimistic, and I think long-term one should be optimistic that we could do something similar to in humans in terms of reversing this damage, but I think we'd be looking at different routes. I think the routes to reversing this damage in people would be to understand the mechanisms of the damage at the molecular level, at the synaptic level, at these connections, and seeing if one can perhaps target therapies to rebuild and reconnect these damaged connections.
In other words, restore our memory or just allow us to restore our active memory, as it were, so that I can remember what I did yesterday, as it were, or what I am doing now, tomorrow. Perhaps that's a better way of putting it, isn't it?
Yes.
Also restore what we... Because we... I mean, the cliche, maybe it is a cliche, is that what old age and these sorts of diseases mean that you can remember what you did 50 years ago, you can't remember what you did last night. I mean, is that the case?
Well, yes. I mean, it's important to understand. I think Alzheimer's disease is an extreme version of what happens in old age. I think, you know, people tend to experience age-related memory decline, and most of that, you know, doesn't impact on people in a significant way. But Alzheimer's disease is a different beast. I mean, what we're looking at is the build-up of these proteins which damage and kill nerve cells, and that's a far more serious manifestation of this problem. So I think what one is looking at is ways, strategies, I think, to understand and hopefully repair the damaged connections in the early stages before it's too late.
Dr. Ridley, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You can listen to more free content from the Today programme by going to www.bbc.co.uk/today.